Hi guys, thanks for watching miasnopairofglasses.com and welcome to part 11 in my SpaceX Deception series. Is the video I'm about to show you something that you may already know? Yes. Is it necessary? Maybe not. But sometimes things just need to be said, and you just have to be the one to say it when no one else is. And someone's got to call them out on their complete ridiculous displays of nonsense. And sometimes to mock them is like blowing off steam. And it feels really, really good. Many of you have probably seen this.
In consumer news, economic factors may take some spring out of the Easter Bunny step this year.
Everything is scripted, and I mean everything. It's the exact same thing with this.
For this mission, we are flying a record 64 satellites for our customer space flight. This is the largest number of payloads ever launched from a U.S. space.
There it goes, a historic launch for Hotbird-based SpaceX. After several delays, a reusable Falcon 9 rocket took off from Vandenberg Air Force Base just a short time ago. There are 64 satellites on board. It's the largest U.S. space flight.
It launched a rocket on Monday that put 64 satellites into orbit, breaking the U.S. record for the most satellites put into orbit at once. The launch was also the company's 19th this year.
We are flying a record 64 satellites for our customer space flight.
Four satellites on board.
Day that put 64 satellites into orbit, breaking its previous record. Launched from Vandenberg Air Force Base after a series of delays. SpaceX's customer mission space included small satellites intended for 34 different companies and organizations within the rocket.
Repetition, repetition, repetition. We know this world is fake, but just how fake is it really? Remember how I showed you early on in the series a clip of the speed of a real rocket? Just watch the speed. Now watch the speed of the smoke and debris. Now let's watch the SpaceX rocket launch from December 3rd of 2018. Yep, just the other day. Focusing on the speed of the rocket and the speed of the smoke slash dust cloud. See the problem here? They actually slow the footage down, so the current rockets match the speed of the original televised NASA helium balloon rockets. They can't have current televised super fast rockets that in no way look like the rockets of old. But is that all they do to deceive the public? No. Wise observers can hopefully tell that the footage of Earth beneath the rocket is fake. And even though it was stated that the rocket took off and landed in the middle of a rainstorm over Los Angeles, we don't see a single cloud. And I'm sorry, while we're at it, I just have to point out that that thing they're saying is the rocket is completely still. It's not vibrating at all, and neither is the camera attached. And while we're at it, we might as well also mention that there is a complete absence of stars, and that their curvature of the Earth with the fisheye lens, because they gotta prove that globe to the unwitting public, is not even symmetrical. But I digress. Let's watch that footage from the ground launch again. Does the actual rocket, launch, flame, lighting, etc. actually appear real to you? Or, at a closer look, does it all appear to be CGI? Why do they do this? Who knows? Who knows what the real rocket we see in the sky actually looks like? I think they do it partly so people can't tell with their own eyes the difference between what is real and fake anymore. But they launch something during the day still for many reasons, to keep up appearances and to not draw the attention they would by only having twilight launches. But by far the most outrageous part is the landing. This is the December 3rd landing, as they show it on their official recording. And poof, it's landed. Now, of course, they don't show you that beautiful angle of the rocket coming down on the landing pad, but show you it magically appear on the X. Completely still, of course. No rocking, vibrating, or shaking of the rocket or the landing pad. Here's an earlier landing from January of 2017. Notice the convenient pixelation at the perfect timing to obscure the quote landing. And then, voila, the smoke clears, and there's the rocket. And then, just to reinforce the charade,
everything is awesome. Everything is cool when you're part of the team. Everything is awesome when we live in our dream.
They might as well be doing this. Why can we see it and the rest of the population just can't? Because they aren't looking. Really looking.
Now you're looking for the secret. But you won't find it because, of course, you're not really looking. You don't really want to work it out. You want to be fooled.
So that's it, guys. Thanks for watching. I don't know if this video made you feel better about the world you live in or worse, but I actually feel a little bit better after making it. Stay tuned for part 12, where I promise will be my last video in the SpaceX Deception series, where I will answer the questions that y'all want to know. Everybody stay safe, be good to one another, and God bless.